What you don't know and what you don't see can definitely hurt you. What you don't know and what you cannot see, well, it can definitely hurt you. This week, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Here we are, the Shatter the Darkness Hour. Russ Dizdar. It is July the 5th, 2010. Once again, not too far away from what the 2012ers are, well, looking for. The title of the topic for the entire week, five messages, is simply this: behind the scenes of history. Behind the scenes of history, past, present, and the near future. If you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you'll always see that title up for the entire week. And what we've done is put a little visual slideshow that gives a little information. And we put down the Monday through all the way through Sunday. And we've got the titles of each night broken down. But I want you to think this week in terms of the topic of the entire week. It involves your life right now. It involves your listening right now. It involves you if you're a believer in Christ. It involves you if you're not. There is a spiritual, operative presence. There is engagement. There is on the one hand, God summoning, seeking, and bringing conviction and convincing and drawing the human race. On the other side, there is a blinding, a stealing of the Word of God, an operative work to keep you, humanity, from ever finding out the truth. Listen, if you're involved in studying conspiracy and looking for the truth, please understand that when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," when Scripture reveals of itself all the way through that it is the Word, the Logos of aletheia, the Logos of truth, of reality. And the Spirit of truth is operating right now. And so I would say that in this 1 hour that we have on Monday night, the 5th, that God's providence will be involved, and that, listen, we're going to dig in to the book of Revelation chapter 12, which is a huge revelation of the operative presence that has been going on behind the scenes, the past, the present, and the near future. There is a panoramic look in chapter 12. It is massive. It is so far beyond Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, remote viewers, the psychics. This is, again, ultimately given by infinite presence, God, infallibly true, accurate to the point of the details of what people will feel, what they will think, and even what they will say in the future, let alone right now. Listen, God knows you backward and forward, and that is really a good thing. We cannot know ourselves the way God knows. God knows in infinite detail. We do not. I mean, there's things I don't know about myself sometimes, it seems like. I wonder, and we grow, and we learn, and we change. We develop in the mix of the battle and what we've experienced. Listen, the best place to be is in a relationship with God, knowing the truth, growing in the truth. And when you are in the midst of personal battle, confusion, trouble, perplexity, then listen, the place to go is the throne of grace in the sight of God that speaks truth, that gives wisdom, that can make sense. Well, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not onto your own understanding. That's the Word of God. I'm glad I don't have to always lean onto my own understanding. Listen, live this week, Monday through Sunday. Here, live, Monday night, the title, "The Long History of Spiritual Warfare. The Dragon, the Son of God, and Prophetic Fulfillment." Someone knows biblical prophecy very, very well. Now, also tonight, Monday, I will be on an interview with Doc from Freedomizer Radio, I believe out of California, And so it will be tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're listening live later on tonight, the interview, we always have a very spiritually jazzed time. Very good. And Doc's doing a good work. So we'll be there tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live with Doc from Freedomizer Radio. Now, Tuesday night, the 6th, 6 p.m. again, right here. The title is Revelation on the failure of the ancient dragon and his final fury. Tuesday night also, at 7 p.m., Steve Quayle's show, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Russ, I will be the guest host at 7 p.m. Wednesday night, the 7th, 6 p.m., Why the Blood of the Lamb? What power is in the blood of the cross? And can, well, I don't want to say you use it, but how can it be operative for you? That's Wednesday night. Thursday night, you'll get the broadcast in this series, and the title is The Person, Knowledge, and Fury of the Fallen Cherub. This means massive trouble for millions today. You can only get that off of the ShatterTheDarkness.net site. Thursday night in the Shatter the Darkness hour, Hawk is guest host, and he is live at 6 p.m. Friday night is the 9th of July, 6 p.m., broadcasting live again right here. Tracking a Dark Presence, Seeing the Devil for All That He Has, Is, and Will Do. What No One Can Know Without Someone Greater. That's Friday night live right here, and I will be with you. Now, Saturday, we'll put up more broadcasts on the preemption broadcast. Sunday night, late, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till midnight, we are going to do this. The title, Sunday night, Where Are All These Spirits Coming From? Summoning and Opening Doors to the Other Side. Who is seeking who? Now, we will do this Sunday night. Take a look at ShatterTheDarkness.net. That's where you will see just step by step by step by step when we'll be on live, when we're posting new projects. Now, tonight late, I'll be posting a part of the series Psy Wars, Remote Viewing, Detecting Non-Human Enhancement, Lethal Deceit. I'll be putting that up late tonight. And July the 7th, if these are the last days, then why do anything? Subtitle, Shameful Silence, Regret, or Massive Fruit. Take a look. There's a lot of free things, courses, materials, past conferences that we have done. The materials are up. And we're going to look for some of you to come to Las Vegas August 27th, August 28th. We are going to be there with Lynn Marzulli and Connie Huff and Dante Forsten, and we are going to, well, they're going to do a conference there, and we've been invited. We get to speak on the 27th and the 28th, and we want to invite you. Listen, I love meeting you. I love seeing you at the other conferences and praying with some of you and just saying hello and taking pictures together, things like that. It's a great thing, great fellowship, and we've had an enormously great time in Nashville a few months back. Tom Dunn did a great job, and Tom Dunn is coordinating another conference that's going to be in Canton, Ohio. Now, I can't give you the details. He doesn't have them all nailed down, but that'll come up pretty soon, and the West Coast Paranormal conference, the details on that's coming up. But Las Vegas, 27th, 28th, it's all nailed down on our site. You can click on and get their website that will give you all the details, the costs, and everything else. So if you're in Las Vegas, if you're anywhere around, listen, if you look at the listing of speakers, I encourage you to be there. If you want to be on the cutting edge of information, understanding what to do, and we're really praying for great spiritual impact from the Lord Jesus there in Las Vegas and later on in Canton and then later on at the West Coast. And we're looking to do conferences wherever. Listen, looking for those open doors. Again, welcome here. It's 10 minutes after the hour, and we want to get directly into tonight's subject. Now, listen to these words. What you don't know can hurt you. What you don't see can definitely hurt you. Do you agree with that? Hey, by the way, I deeply appreciate many folks that have emailed in over the last 4 or 5 days. About 7 or 8 more of you have decided and said, hey, we want you to be live on the air. We want to back the work of Shatter the Darkness. And you've given some support and you've given some help. All of July is covered and about all of August is covered. And listen, we do not have products, commercials, and business backing. And so we simply just put out a word this simple. If you want to back the program, if you believe it's beneficial to you and would be beneficial to many others, all of the work of Shatter collectively, even in the last 5 days, there's been 20,000 downloads of these MP3s. I don't know how many actually in live listening audience. And we're going to see 1,600,000 downloads in 1 year. So we're into 80 countries right now. Want to say hello to those that are going to listen to the archives later in Russia and China. Again, in Finland and Norway and Sweden and Germany. And, well, we've seen across the board in South Africa, in Kenya. We've seen in South America, in Brazil and other places, in Barbados, St. James, the islands, Hawaiian Islands and Japan and Manila and Philippines and India and Alaska, Canada. Of course, all across the United States, England, Scotland. We've seen the downloads in France, Italy, other places. Even there, 2 buildings down from the Vatican, we've seen many downloads. So we're glad to see thousands and thousands, over 20, probably about 28,000 in just the first 5 days of July. And so we simply say that if you believe that this is beneficial and believe that and want and feel led that you want this to really be that level of impact, then if you want to support what we do and Shatter the Darkness and the live program and preemption broadcast, just simply go to the site and see where it says you can help this work. And those of you that have done and taken the time and given support, you have clearly shown us by that end date in June, and I think it's by the hand of God clearly, that we're to be here. And so we trust we'll continue to be here, and we thank you deeply, deeply for the kindness and your important, very important part in helping us do this. Blessings from the hand of God to you for doing so. Tonight, as we talk about the topic behind the scenes of history, past, present, and future, we're going to deal with tonight the issue of what is behind and the long history. And again, I want to just take your attention to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. We've gone through the scroll, the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets that deal with, it deals with God's direct, strikes to the globalist, Luciferian-backed, and again, spiritually-backed globalism that's on the rise and that is coming. We all know the great chaos will occur, and out of that will come this burst of a new day. There are many streams talking about it, but in the wrong way. There are many that are believing the way Eve was being told in the beginning. This spiritual evolutionary promise to a new level, of human consciousness, a godlike level, that's been what was promised in the beginning. That's what's being promised now. And it is the lie that brought sin, separation from God, death, war, and all this hellishness that we've been through. It's been a long history of a battle against God, a battle that has entrenched itself into the history of humanity. And you and I are a part of it, a very unique part of it in this day, this hour, this moment. There you are listening. There I am speaking. Yet I can say that I sense, feel, and know the presence of God. I know that He loves you, desires you, seeks you. God's work is what we're all about. There's a motivation from God to redeem. We are not what we were meant to be. Death, hell, pain, rape, relationships broken down. Well, even the Gulf spill and those that are destroying the earth. None of this is meant in a fallen world, and the creation itself is subject to this bondage. We've gone over that. Romans 8. But the fact is, billions still are outside this redemption. And there are many believers that are going to listen tonight. They're going to listen to the archives, thousands and thousands and thousands of you. But there's also those that are seeking, those that are checking out what we're saying. There are those that are reconning the information and trying to identify. There are even those that have done rituals and things and sent things, and remote viewers that contacted us to let us know. Not about just viewing, but about influence. Oh, it goes way beyond remote viewing nowadays. Remote influence, remote healing, remote touch, remote attack, sabotage, all kinds of stuff can happen nowadays. It's way beyond. See, these processes have been weaponized. We'll go into that in the session we'll put up late tonight in the Psy Wars, the non-human enhancement issue. Tonight, we're talking about non-human enhancement, engagement, lethal presence. Listen, the reason that you're getting older and older and older and older, that your physical body will die, well, the wages of sin brings death. But the book of Hebrews chapter 2 connects sin, death, and Satan together inseparably. And when it comes to sin, Satan, and death, there's only one conqueror. You cannot conquer and deal with your own sin. You cannot conquer and deal with the fallen cherub. You cannot conquer and deal with death. It's too big for the human, for you and I. This is beyond us. That's why when you look at the cross, and in the context of this chapter, we're going to give reference to the blood of the Lamb. And there's, again, the greatest spiritual wielding that has ever occurred in human history really is at the cross. And anybody looking for spirituality, anybody searching and seeking, anybody looking, you got to look to the cross. You got to see why, who was there, what was done. Massive communication, hundreds up to 1,000 years in advance. Matter of fact, if you really understand Revelation chapter 12, you can mark down at the top of the chapter Genesis 3:15. The first prophecy in all of Scripture. It is about God sending a Messiah, God sending a Savior, God sending a Redeemer. It is about a Redeemer that will go head-to-head with the fallen cherub that just brought down the human race and entered in and had the rights and became the God of this age, small g. Listen, dear friend, you've been troubled by sin. If you are on the outside and you don't know God in Christ and the redemption that he seeks to give you, then you're still under the legal spiritual rights of this fallen cherub that we're talking about. And I want you to know that, again, there is no place, no place, not in all of the alienology. I listened to a documentary the other night. I'm going to do a special one-hour session on this. The Billy Meyer, the revelations of his contact with extra, I say, dimensional entities, the prophecies, the spirituality. There is far more behind the scenes, and what has developed a clearly new level of spirituality that joins Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Albert Pike of the Masons, old Luciferians, traditional Satanists, all together. I could not believe my ears when I heard such, well, kind of a venomous rejection of God, of Christ, and a complete reinterpretation. Now, where does the spiritual source of that spiritual information come from? And millions have listened, and when I watched for over an hour, a documentary on... Now, we're going to go into this because I'm going to tell you again, there's predictions there. Among all the ufologists, among millions of New Agers, channelers and psychics, and now specifically remote viewers, it's vital for us to understand, as everybody's questing to know what's going to happen. I mean, right before this show tonight, you know what I did? I was listening to the show that was on prior. I was listening to, while I was listening about all the golf and the spill and the oil, and some are now predicting and saying that it's possible that it may not be able to be shut down for 30 years. And evacuations, you've been listening to a number of folks, including Hawk, concerning that, and Steve Quayle. And you're seeing, again, massive, almost at biblical proportion, global impacting events. For all of those that are listening to talk shows and radio shows all around, and you agree with what maybe now billions do, they feel an ominous presence in the air, a predictive sense of coming catastrophic events. And I want to tell you this. I believe the feeling is there because of the increase of the prince of the power of the air, that immediate atmosphere, and the agenda that we're going to talk about. We have not grasped that there is a communicating that can be felt and sensed, and obviously a development as never before in human history. And it's all upon us right now. It's not going to go away or fade away. It will get deeper, broader, wider. And instead of the frog in the kettle incremental approach, there's going to be a massive global burst when the great chaos breaks out. There will be a rapid, massive, unequal development of the globalism that everybody has talked about. The only place that you're going to find accurate, detailed, infallible information about the details of near future human history, which includes yours and your grandchildren's, your nation, you're going to find it where it's given by the infinite, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God. So people can take spirits and non-human enhancements and gain from the dark side, well, counterfeit prophecies. Just like there's going to be more and more counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, doctrines, all of which will grab the human-hearted mind, seeking to solidify and seal hearts and lives away from God, away from Christ, and even be used in an agenda that is so huge, so massive, it is almost unbelievable. It's beyond the Illuminati. It's beyond the conspiracy of shadow government and shadow military presence. This battle began in the heavenlies, friend. It broke in here where humanity allowed it, where it gained rights. If you're listening tonight and you are without Christ in your life, without the redemptive power of God in your life, then you're still, whether you agree or not, under the authority of the fall, your sin, and Satan's rights. And there is a supernatural operative presence that will seek to deepen your darkness and use it for, well, the agenda. We're going to talk about 4 points tonight out of the book of 1 Corinthians that you need. Listen, if you can understand that there really is a presence in the world, and there's millions that don't. Hey, there's millions that look at the world and they think, what is going on? I was reading a report in W.A. Criswell's commentary years ago on the book of Acts, where he tells the story of two university students. They were dead. Suicide, locked into their room there at the dormitory. There was a note on the inside that said, written from the two dead college students, "We have studied philosophy and we've read and we've looked at all that we could, and we can't understand the world we live in." And two university students took their lives. In a fallen world where we have soul sorrow, where inside of us there is the ideal, we wish that everything was great, right, love, forgiveness, healing, no death, no sin, no rape, no war. That's the ideal. But the reality, the real world, is where all this junk goes on, even in our own lives. We know our own sin. We know our own ugliness. We can cover it up. We can cover it up with drugs, alcohol, sex, food. Try to anyway. Bury it. But it doesn't take away the actuality of sin, death, or hell itself. Listen, if you do not have the Spirit of the living Christ dwelling within you and the love of God and His presence and power and the gift of eternal life, my dear friend, you're in a danger zone. And in this moment, by the Spirit of God who would summon you, the good news is, God didn't send Christ into the world to condemn you. God sent Jesus Christ to save you, to rescue you, to love you, to take care of all the issues that are there because of what's real. Listen, it's real that there is radical evil. It's real that there is a presence behind the scenes. See, what you do not see, what you do not feel at times even, it can definitely hurt you. In the world that we live, with the growing agenda. Now, here's why. Listen, as I've studied deeply into the biblical revelation, not only of God's work and what He's going to do, not only of the predictions of humanity's actions, but also God has given this incredible heads-up revelation of what the entire dark side will do. And here's an important thing. Because as we look into Revelation 12, even in verse 1, we're going to look at this mega sign. Actually, two of them. A woman that is clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. We're going to also see that another huge megas dragon. So here in Revelation 12 is a glimpse of both past, present, and then future activity that engages humanity and does affect your life right now, has affected your life up to this point, and will affect you and your children and grandchildren, your nation. This is definitely strategic intel from God. Knowing it, you'll be able to look at the world and understand. You will see the sequence of satanic evolution, the step-by-step agenda. Now, here's what I want to give you before I go over this in very, you know, deep detail tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, now please mark it down, memorize it if you'd like. In verse 11, it goes back, let me just drop back to verse 10 here, because as the Spirit of God, you know, leads the writer, and he refers to an issue of forgiveness, and in the context of human relationships, even within the body of Christ, here's what he says, here's how he says it. "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant or unaware of his devices. Now listen, this is a massive revelation. In the context of relationships, the effect in your life and my life could be that Satan would get an advantage. Very big Greek word that has the idea of being exploited. That Satan would exploit your life, would exploit things in your relationships. The goal that he has in devouring, seeking whom he may devour. Jesus said he's the father of lies. He's a murderer. That he's operative. And if you do not understand, or if you say, well, I believe there might be a devil, but listen, there's not just a devil. A fallen entity so massive and powerful as far as in representation to the humanity. And the fallen angels that are there with him, we're going to see in this chapter, it agrees with Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. All of Scripture is clearly systematic. Again, studying it and reading it and reading it continues to add precept upon precept. You can connect the dots concerning your personal life and what's going on in the world by the revelation, call it data if you want to, that comes from God. And this particular verse, 2 Corinthians 2:11, when the writer is saying, for we are not ignorant. Now listen, I'm going to say right now, I was ignorant of satanic devices. The Greek word, you know what it is? This nomata, this idea of his schemes. This is an incredible word. Nomia, the idea that it's his purposes, his work, his thought, his perception. It involves, let me ask you a question tonight. Are you aware, attentive to, that there is satanic, unseen schemes that work to plot against your life? There are involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts. Believers who have read Ephesians 6 know very clearly that your war, your battle, is not against flesh and blood. Against principalities, powers. The revelation there should tell all of us that this is what is affecting political ideology, military development and vision, economic quest, environmental hopes. This is what is operative in the world that's bringing the world to destabilization and eventually chaos, forcing it to want and receive a regime that promises a new day, a new order. Now, I know many of you have been studying that and been looking at that and been reading about that, but I want you to understand clearly that especially if you are a believer in Christ right now, the Word of God is saying very clearly, in a good way, Paul and others saying that, you know, that we are not ignorant. You know, here's a really, you know, again, a very cool word in the original. It has the idea of, agneo. It's just simply a word that means that you don't know, that you're blinded. Some say that it's a blissful thing to be ignorant. No, because what you're ignorant of can damage you, damage your relationships. Maybe you're listening right now and you know. Maybe you're identifying familiar spirits in your family line, things your mom and dads and grandfathers have given into. Maybe you've given into something. Maybe you opened the doors. Maybe you've begun to realize as a believer that all the battles you've been through, you know, quit blaming everybody else, not against flesh and blood. Principalities, powers, the Greek word there, kosmokrators. Beings in the heavenly realms that are in lethal opposition to anybody who's a believer in Christ. It talks about the armor of God, and when you read about putting up the shield of faith so that you can extinguish, listen now, all the flaming arrows of the evil one. What are the flaming arrows? If a believer in Christ would understand, I'm telling you that millions of these concepts, flaming arrows represents communications being sent. You hear what I'm saying? It represents communications that are being sent. There is a communication that strikes because there is a sender. You study Ephesians 6. See, out of the realm of revelations and data that is coming to the remote viewers and psychics, old occultists, even Billy Myers in this massive spiritual revelation and teaching that he's pumping forth. Because there's another side pumping forth communications, and you know, they are involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts. They can bring about experiences, thoughts, and if a human being grabs them, believes them, receives them, if they are being sent from the evil one, as the Word of God says, what are they embracing? Maybe right now as a believer you realize, you know what, it's the enemy that's been sending me these involuntary feelings and thoughts. They are contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the character of Christ, contrary to the Spirit of God. You need to reject them, throw them down, lift up the shield of faith, which means put your faith in Christ and His Word clearly, and you can break those. Now, the reason we're mentioning all this clearly, I mean, and giving time to it is this. It's all about knowing. It's all about not being exploited. In this world that we're living in, there is a spiritual presence that seeks to exploit. That's what bugs me. That's what irks me. That's what, you know, I gave my life long enough to it. I was almost swept away by that non-human intelligence presences that was guiding me, directing me, and leading me until Christ, His presence and power, broke in through one individual that was willing to tell me the truth. Listen, when the power of the Spirit of God struck and the Word of God struck concerning the living Christ, I was undone. That's the night I opened my life, not to the counterfeit, masqueraded as light, dark presence that I was being gripped by. Instead, I received the person, the living Christ, with all of His power, grace, might, forgiveness, and gift of life. 35 years ago. And this awesome God, Savior, and friend has never left. And never will. And the Word of God, the Spirit of God gives, is massive insight, armament. It is knowledge in a confusing spiritual world. Because when I look at 2 Corinthians 2:11, in reference again to exposing Satan's work of exploitation. Do you want to be exploited? Listen, I can guarantee tonight that if we sit back and we say, Lord Jesus, show me where Satan and dark presence has been exploiting or trying to ruin me. The lies, the involuntary thoughts and feelings that run contrary, those arrows, that communication. If you're listening right now and you've been grabbing a hold of all kinds of, quote, spirituality, none of which has led you to God, or the peace of God, or the love of God, or the assurance of indestructible immortality, then the spirituality you have has not been coming from God. If it doesn't come from God, it will never lead you to God. Only what comes directly from God is meant to and can and will lead you into a personal relationship, an eternal relationship And one day you will see God face to face, where he ends all and wipes away the tears, eternal healing, seeing God. Do you know God? Do you know Christ? Now, I don't want you to be ignorant. That's the premise here in this verse. God does not want us to be ignorant, unaware, without knowledge of the devices, of the schemes, of the way in which this seductive, sabotaging spiritual presence out there, and maybe right at this moment, and maybe before the show, or before you got this as a download from the archives. What you don't know can hurt you. What you don't see can hurt you. Good news, by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, by the revelation of God, God can put into your life a knowledge that is superior to the darkness that is operative. A knowledge that is superior to the darkness that is operative. Magdala, greater is the one who's in you than the one who's in the world. The assumption of 1 John chapter 4 is that we would be able to recognize the spirit of error in contrast to the spirit of truth. Two absolutely opposing spiritual systems are operative right now. And every listener that I have right now live, and everyone that will listen later on, you're in one camp or the other, believe it or not. Can I tell you something? What compels me to be here today, and I believe the Lord himself has opened the door for this, is to say, motivated by this enormous, compassionate love of God, as an ambassador of God, I simply speak in his behalf to say this. He loves you. No one wants you more. There's a way back to God that is literally, absolutely amazing salvation. Do you know what it is? If you're a believer in Christ already, then you should revel in this unequaled, nothing higher, spiritual act of Christ coming into your life, giving you a new nature, giving you the gift of the Holy Spirit, being literally present at this present moment and forever, always. Don't be unaware of the devices, the operating work of the enemy, one way, going back to Revelation 12. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Out of the schemes of the enemy, four levels, I'm going to give this to you in 5 minutes, four specific things the Spirit of God reveals, that Jesus Christ revealed about this dark presence, even when it masquerades, as an angel of light. Now, we are going to say this, four things really quick. The devices of the satanic side, number one, are meant to be personal. To keep any human being from God, keep them deceived, keep them an open vessel to be used. And there's a desire on a personal level to screw up a life. That's why Jesus gave reference to the devil when he said, there is a thief who has come to steal, kill, and destroy your life. And if you're a Satanist or a Luciferian or an undergrounder in any way, I don't care where you stand, what you've seen, this is the ultimate end. There can be no other. And you need to get out. Number two, the devices of Satan directly in the world are on a operative against the church. Jesus said, I will build a church, my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. The birth of the church is in direct conflict with the occupying spiritual presence. Jesus talks about launching his body, the body of Christ, a spiritual body, declaring the indestructible, the ultimate indestructible nature of the body. The gates of hell will not prevail. So we're birthed into battle. The church is fought against. I mean, remember Jesus and the disciples. Jesus says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith wouldn't fail." Listen, the body of Christ is attacked. The body of Christ is sought to be infiltrated and hurt and harmed. Believers in Christ need to be standing, and spiritual leaders need to be standing, and there needs to be a powerful, powerful standing with the armor of God against these schemes and devices. Number three, the devices and schemes of Satan are meant for the world. That's what the Bible reveals. Jesus told a parable how Satan will come. Even right now tonight, if somebody hears the word of God, which is powerful, it enables you and will enable you to come to know Christ. As a believer in Christ, when you believe and apply the word, it builds power and grace and might and strength into you. Jesus revealed in a parable, though, that Satan, like those birds, the idea of the birds coming and picking up the seed, Satan comes to steal the word of God out of people's lives. In the Gospel of Luke, it says it this way, so that they cannot believe and be saved. An operating presence worldwide to steal the word of God out of people's lives, try to give them a counter. That's exactly the way it worked in Genesis 3. Remember when Satan said, "Yea, hath God said?" Did God really say that? He will do everything he can to dislodge the word of God. Matthew 4 shows clearly in his attempt to seduce Christ and tempt Christ, he knew the word of God and quoted it wrongly, but he used it. That's what's happening in the New Age movement. That's what's happening in many alternative counterfeit spiritual movements, that it's used, and when it's used by dark spiritual presence, it'll always be twisted. That's a rule of that dark side, even when it masquerades as light. It cannot, but also wills not, to lead you to Christ, to God, to salvation. And so when you come now, you know, this behind-the-scenes picture in Revelation 12, the schemes, the devices, number one, personally, number two, the church, number three, operative in the world, number four, operative in a developmental sense, number four, operative in a developmental and future sense. There is a sequence to satanic evolution that has been, is, and will go on. I gauge by biblical revelation now, we are in the, well, the unprecedented rise and just before the great revolt and rise of Antichrist. We're at the door, my friends. Revelation 12, in the very beginning, God gives a revelation of two signs. Mega is from the Greek word mega, massive, huge. There's a huge sign in heaven. Then he mentions there's another. The first sign, listen, in this revelation, because it involves Israel, it involves the Messiah, it involves the body of Christ, it involves eventually in this chapter every human being on the face of the earth. It involves the operative dark side in its pinnacle manifesting into the world. Now, Revelation 12, what does it do? It gives a panoramic view of the past connected with the present and the future. Let's take a look at it. Revelation 12. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. Hurinos, heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon, and under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now again, knowing all of Scripture, and Scripture must interpret Scripture. It must be in sync with all of Scripture. Talks about in the next part of this, and she being with child, being with weos, child, we're going to see here in a moment, this idea of in her belly, in her womb. There's a travailing, there's a birth, and there's going to be a delivery. Now, it's referring to Israel as a whole, in a sense that has been created divinely and was to lead in a sequential way to the bearing of Emmanuel, of God in human flesh. So when you read of the genealogy of Jesus, all the way when you're dealing with Mary, you're dealing with the human lineage of Israel in God's operative work to visit the earth in human flesh. Now we know this because in the identification of the child, see, don't interpret Revelation. The book of Revelation is not an allegory. The moment you say it's an allegory, people can make it mean whatever. No, it's very clear that it's apocalyptic language meant to be understood in the context of all of Scripture. You're going to read in this context right here where this, he's clearly called a male weos, male child that's going to be born, that he's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron. It's a reference to Old Testament Messiah. It's a reference to Jesus Christ. This is all about the God's work in ancient Israel, the conception of the incarnate God. Fully God, fully man. The genetics of the incarnation are untouchable in every way. Infinite God touching the egg in the female womb, Mary, and the mix is clear as Thomas fell down on his knees and cried out, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Isaiah saw in Isaiah 6, Yahweh Adonai, this is who has come in human flesh. Now, when you look at this incredible picture in the first five verses of Revelation 12, you've got this huge picture of this massive work of Israel and all that Israel was meant to be. It includes Mary. It's the idea that through this nation and lineage on a human scale, God would come in human flesh, and that the child to be born, biblically speaking, would be Emmanuel, would be Messiah. So it's clear that it's Christ, no question about that. No question about Israel, no question about Christ. But let's look at something else here. Folks, listen now. Revelation 12, for whatever reason, we're going to take a look at this week, is a massive revelation of the satanic presence being called Drakon, dragon. It is not somebody sensationalizing. It is what God has said that this is a, here's another sign. Again, verse 3, there's another sign in heaven. John is seeing this. He sees Israel. He sees the coming birth of Christ. He sees all that will happen. But he sees a megas. He sees a megas dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns. That's all about the eventual political rule, global rule. That's globalism, folks, ultimately, under the manifested presence of the full force of this ancient dragon, this ancient presence. You know what happens with this? You want to know who knows biblical prophecy very well? I'm going to tell you right now that Satan himself knows biblical prophecy. I believe that he knows that it's infallible. Up to this date, it has always been fulfilled. But he has attempted. He has clearly attempted in Israel's past. And clearly at the birth of Christ, you know who stood there? Now, it's talking about the dragon that drew a third of the angels down. A third of the angelic host they were submitted to and forcefully cast to the earth. The Word of God goes on to say in verse 4 that this dragon, full force of satanic presence manifested, that he stood defiant. Now notice where he stood. He stood before the woman Israel, which was ready to give birth to the child. The reason, listen, it's as if he knew he was trying to preempt the fulfillment of the coming of Messiah. This is the second attempt to annihilate God, to remove God. Look what it says. This dragon, full force of satanic presence in Israel's history, while Rome was there, stood ready to devour, the Greek word. Have you seen it? To kill, to murder her child as soon as it was born. Now it's clearly said in the next verse, 5, see where it says, but the child was caught up to God and to his throne. Jesus said it in John 17, Father, return to me the glory I had with you before the creation of the world. See the word caught up, Greek word, harpezo? It's the exact same word used in Thessalonians 4 about the dead in Christ will rise. We who are alive will be harpezo by an immediate force, power of God exerted, caught up. That's referring to the resurrection and the ascension, Christ at the right hand of majesty. Where he came from, he's there after finishing the work. You've got to understand that this was the past operative work that literally in the history of the development of Israel, the history of Rome being there, Satan was there. He knew prophecy, and he was ready to devour Christ. Well, of course, he lost. My dear friends, we're at the end of the hour tonight, and we want you to know that we love you and care about you. Remember us in prayer and support. Write to us, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Take a look at our weekly schedule, shatterthedarkness.net. God bless, and good night.